And welcome in final score on this week one matchup between the Baltimore Ravens and Cleveland Browns was 38-6. Welcome into the Ravens Game Day Network. I'm Bobby Trossett. It's time to go through how we got to this ultimate outcome here, which really was a rout for the Ravens.
The Ravens Game Summary with highlights presented by MedStar Health on the Ravens Game Day Network.
Yeah, things got started not too long into the first quarter where Lamar Jackson and Mark Andrews hooked up for a touchdown, their first of the season. And boy, Mark had to go up and get this one. Here's how it sounded in the Ravens broadcast booth with Jerry Sandusky.
As Andrews shifts to the right side of the line. Card in motion, play action. Jackson looks right, throws over the middle. He's got a man wide open. One-hand catch for the touchdown, Mark Andrews. And the Ravens convert on their opening possession.
And turnovers were certainly an issue for both teams at points throughout the first half. The Ravens, though, were able to capitalize on Cleveland's turnover, specifically when Justin Tucker knocked in a 41-yard field goal. Here's how that one sounded. So Justin Tucker, though, did have a 41-yard field goal. We could just talk about that. Four plays, 3 yards, and it ended with a 10-0 Ravens advantage. Let's fast forward to the second quarter, though, where J.K. Dobbins got his first touchdown of his NFL career.
J.K. Dobbins in the backfield, pistol formation. Dobbins will carry, sweeping to the left. He's got the edge. He's got a touchdown. His first in the NFL, and the Ravens extend their lead.
J.K. Dobbins, the number 55 overall pick in April's 2020 virtual NFL draft, sure looks like a steal right now as he goes for two touchdowns in his NFL debut. What about Mark Andrews, though? He wasn't done. And in the second quarter, right before halftime, he got into scoring as well.
You have to have a clock-stopping play if you don't get a touchdown. Jackson to throw on third down. End zone, touchdown! Mark Andrews, his second of the day!
That capped a 7-play, 69-yard drive for Mark Andrews and the Ravens. Just 35 seconds is all it took. And at the half, 24-6 was the advantage for Baltimore. Let's pick up in the third quarter now where Willie Snead, he got in on the scoring debut as well. He's a veteran. He's been around for quite some time. 31-6 was the final. Here's how that sounded.
Jackson looking to throw, has great protection, lobs to the five. It is caught. Touchdown, Willie Snead. And Lamar Jackson has delivered his third touchdown toss of the day.
And if that wasn't enough for Ravens fans out there, J.K. Dobbins had to just tick it on one more final time. And with 13 minutes left, and this is when the hay in the barn call came in, J.K. Dobbins scored his second career touchdown on this.
Give it to Dobbins. Picks his way through a crowd. Dobbins dances to the one, gets to the goal touchdown. Line. In for the touchdown. J.K. Dobbins, his second of the day. And what a great day for Ravens rookies. Patrick Queen on defense. Dobbins on offense, and with 13 minutes left to play, the hay's in the barn.
Yeah, and Jerry might be onto something there. This Ravens rookie class, albeit only one game, a small sample size, certainly contributed early and contributed often, and that's a great sign for both sides of the football. He mentioned Patrick Queen there, and his NFL debut not only forces a fumble defensively, but also records his first career NFL sack. You had Tyree Phillips on the offensive side, who started at right guard, contributed, and that's notable not only because he's protecting the reigning MVP in Lamar Jackson, but he's subbing in and taking over for the great, and I mean great, Marshall Yanda, who retired after the end of last season. He's enjoying retirement. He looks completely different, and it's a great day for Tyree Phillips and the Ravens offensive line. It's a new era in a lot of ways as well.